Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what up, though? It's your boy, Young Fresh. And this is definitely Fresh Show. And I would just like to say before we get started, tonight's show does not reflect the views nor opinions of one who are owners, staff members of Tone Deaf Radio. So without further ado, let's
go in, dear.
Not gangster. That's very not gangster.
I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like OG Simpson. I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll
say that again. I couldn't hear you over the sound of me myself.
I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like OJ Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds surgery. On the street, on the beach, y'all ain't able to do our shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. To see they'll do more than tangible to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head. Call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words war like jihad. I write dope, slow crack, my notepad, need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rhyme so chronic, my soul's digital munchie.
So, welcome back to another episode of the Death of the Fresh Show. I am your host, Young Fresh, Juan, Marquise, whatever you skank, scallywags, hollow ass niggas and broke people know me by. That is me. I am him. Slim is the tilted broom. Whatever that shit looks like, it was cool though. That's podcast. But without further ado, we're going to get into today's show. I have the Jeffrey Prophet. I don't know phone numbers by heart. Like, that's the beauty of having a phone sometimes. You don't have to remember numbers. You just press a name and it dies. And it calls whoever you're looking for. And, like, I would be so lost if I got stuck anywhere and had to call somebody without a phone because I don't know nobody number by heart. Tragic. I would definitely be shit out of luck. Some shit creeping out of power. Can't even call home no more. They changed the house number. Bad business. So what up though, man?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I didn't know if somebody else was on the phone. I was caught up in this game of Candy Crush. Fuck whoever got me hooked on this shit, man. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Because this shit is just ridiculous. It's taking over my life, man.
You know, like, that's all phone games. Like, for a minute, it was Words with Friends, and niggas was hooked on Angry Birds, and I think it was slightly Rebel for a second. And I don't really know what the hell this is that's popping up in my life. But I wish it would go away. There we go. Yeah, so. Candy Crush is cool, though. I can't play it, though. So. I was never really that great at Tetris, so. I just. Yeah. We don't play Candy Crush, but. Since Mimi is playing Candy Crush, and we're not really interacting with the goddamn show, I guess why I gather my thoughts. I'm going to go play a song. And since you know Mimi likes this song, maybe she'll sit and listen to it while we play. Well, while we figure out what the hell's going on.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but you can't do nothing to me.
Shout out to Tupac. It was his I'm not even gonna guess which birthday it was. 43rd, maybe 44. I don't know how old Tupac is. Cause he's still alive, though. Like the thing you said, like fam is over in Belize somewhere, still with some form. Next to her, some kind. You know, niggas just don't disappear off the face of earth like that. And I heard he ain't had no funeral. Well, I heard he had a funeral. Like, I heard he wasn't in the cast. He didn't hear his cremated. Like, yeah, it's a lot of weird shit going on with Tupac, though, man. Yeah, I'm definitely about to meet Mimi again. Like, all I hear is fucking jelly pieces dropping.
Hey, I thought that I was adjusting the volume on the phone, and that was the media volume, so that was my bad.
That nigga Ben turned Candy Crush up. So what level are you on?
What level am I on? Damn, I can't see it. Don't show me while I'm playing. But I'm pretty sure it's level 30. I got one carry, and it's bullshitting. I'm a snap, dude.
Candy Crush can't be a bitch, man. That shit like crap. Kind of like, you just sit there and play, like, make a little track of time. It's not, Candy Crush is how Twitter used to be. Now you used to go to the bathroom and you figure, well, I dropped this deuce, I'm a tweet, pass the time. And you look up, your legs just fell asleep because you've been sitting on toilet the entire time?
Dad, I was in the bathroom so long the other day and didn't do nothing but take a pee.
Were you playing Candy Crush?
I think I was just tweeting. It might have been a combination of both, and that's what fucked me up so much. But I really, really hate getting addicted to these games. Like, because I be at work, and, like, I actually get my shit done ahead of time. Like, I knock all my shit out. So I be bored at my desk. There don't really be nothing to do.
Well,
and I end up doing, like,
I'm not watching the game, and you're listening to me. It look like it's over for the Heat. The Spurs, I'm adding another championship. The score right now is 94-89, and there's less than 30 seconds left on the clock. So unless LeBron can pull the miracle out of his ass, there's no way that the Heat will go to Game 7. Thank you, Jesus. Speaking of Jesus, that is, by God, the worst album ever. Like, you know how a lot of people like to fuse music together. Like, you know how people have tried, like, Christian music and rap music, and you make R&B and rap music fit together. But techno music and rap music do not belong in the same vicinity. It doesn't work. Like, hip-hop, fist-pump music, just it don't blend together. Like his album does sound like a nigga rapping at the Jersey Shore. I don't like it. Not for me. And a nigga calling himself Yeezus, and then he said Kanye West was a slave name. I don't. Like, is that how you react after, like, your parent passed away? Like, when your mom died, the nigga just jump off the deep end? Is that really what happened?
I ain't be like that.
Like, fam, mom died, he just immediately went crazy. He started dating models. I'm surprised he don't have a coke habit.
Hey, he could be a functional.
He could be what?
He could have a coke habit. He could just be a functional cokehead. Those exist.
I know a few. I think there's a few in our family.
No, they're definitely not functional at all.
You don't think so?
No.
I know they're not functional drunk. That's proven every time dudes get behind the wheel of a car, like, dudes just crash. How do you just get behind the wheel of a car and crash? Like, where are you going that you need to crash?
The wheel get on my nerves. I'd be wanting to call and report him some days. especially when he gets busted up. Just call and lie and say he ran a stop sign. So they be looking for his plates because I'm sick of his shit. Speaking of shit I'm sick of, like, this whole ass shot thing is doing too much. Like, bitches are real life dying trying to get a fat ass. And I guess why I don't understand it is because they're going through all of these risky ass procedures, going to off-brand motherfuckers, injecting them with cement, fix the flat, grits, whatever the fuck they're using. And they're doing it to get this big old ass to still live an average life. Like, so they just going to be the average big booty bitch. Like, they're not even getting this big old ass to get somewhere in life. They still doing local stripping, local modeling, dating raggedy ass niggas. Like, if I'm going to risk my life to get some ass implants or some ass shots, I'm going for the motherfucking gusto. I'm not going to be living here in Milwaukee or whatever little average-ass city they're living in. I'm going to be in Miami in a mansion or with some rapper in New York or somewhere doing something. I'm not going to be sitting here spending all of this money to get no big ass just to say that I got some big ass, especially when whole skin is turning black and they getting toxic poisoning and passing out and shit. Nobody got no time for that. So I guess that's why I don't understand the big fascination with hoes going through all of this, getting these ass shots and shit, because they're not going nowhere with them. But, like, what is the purpose? You just want people to look at you and say, damn, her ass is fat and not nothing else, because they're not doing shit else that's significant, that really matters. And then it's a lot of ugly bitches getting ass shots, too, so they really ain't fucking going nowhere, and they really just wasting their money. They could have got a new flat screen or some shit, renovated the crib, other with that money, and got a fat ass, because now they're just an ugly bitch with a fat ass that still won't go nowhere. So you done did all of this shit and got this big old bubble ass that people know is a fake ass because you don't got the legs and shit to match it. And you're funny looking at, like, I would rather that whatever money that they spent getting ass shots, that they would have just got plastic surgery on the face, because they can pass not having a fat ass if they have a nice face. But now you got this gorilla grill and you got this big old ass and people still ain't fucking with you like that. Now what? So it's pointless to me.
The moral of the story is, like, instead of buying a big ass booty, you should buy something that will enhance your presence to people.
I passed and didn't even know I passed. Good job. So I was just pushing buttons and shit, ranting about ass shots, and I passed level 30. That's what's up.
Give it up for me. She passed level 30 on Candy Crush.
Yeah, but I'm going to need you bitches to aspire for something else in life other than just having a fat ass. I'm going to need y'all to do that. Get y'all shit together. Get y'all priorities in line and realize that it's more to life than just having a fat ass. Because there is. Especially when you're not even going nowhere with that fat ass. So you just go get buried and have nothing but a big ass. And, like, that's damn near what it say on your fucking tombstone. Here lies whatever. She had a fat ass. Not a single accomplishment or shit else other than that.
Oh, shit. It's a tie game. Never mind. Well, I mean, I don't know, man. You know, people, they had a show. It's a show on A&E. I don't know if you've ever watched it, but it's called Addiction. You ever see that show?
That's the one where motherfuckers be licking car parts, right?
Huh?
Is that the show where motherfuckers be licking car parts and making love to cars and just little weird shit?
Right, like they have weird addiction. Like, There was this one lady who was addicted to eating ashes. And then there was this one chick who was addicted to eating pottery or something. And then there was a chick who was addicted to getting ass shots. I don't know how many you have to go through before you have a desirable butt. I thought one did it, like, you know, one shot and it swells up, but I guess you have to go through, like, multiple procedures. I don't like needles, so I ain't no way in the hell I'd be just getting shot for the hell of it.
Yeah, I don't. Motherfucker. Sorry.
Really?
She got a little tense over here.
I don't see how y'all play that goddamn game. Candy Crush is definitely the devil. So, man, did you have fun on the trip or this weekend in general? With everything we,
I did.
Everything we've done.
I really enjoyed myself because I'm not used to being able to go out and have fun like that. And, like, just, oh, it was fucking great. It really was. It really was.
I've seen so many fat people this weekend. It's ridiculous.
Hmm.
Look, I don't have anything against fat people because I am one of the fat people, but just some fat people just shouldn't do certain things. Like, big chick. Certain things you shouldn't wear to a corner. If you are a certain weight requirement, you shouldn't wear heels. I feel sorry for your shoes. It's real stressful on the shoes. And then it's like your ankle fat be hanging off the side and you're like one of them busted cans of biscuits. Ah, it's horrible.
I'm so off, y'all.
Wait, what do we do?
I mean, fat people.
I'm mad, bro. So she looked like Dusty Rose. Oh, I was fucking crying in the car. That's hilarious.
I said, why are y'all horrible people?
You said what?
Why are y'all such horrible people?
What do you mean? Like, last night on Twitter, I didn't start it, but they said she looked like Fiona. Yeah, Fiona was once a beautiful princess, but when she got the older comes to her, she was just like, yeah. So, I don't know. That don't be me. That be the people I know. Just. But you can't go around calling her Dusty Rose, man. Like, that's just unthinkable.
Hey, how many lives did I ask for? All I see is this one from Candy Crush, like, they asked
you to send them. It went in overtime. So, Heat fans, keep calm. We are in overtime right now. LeBron James can still make a miracle happen. Man, I was probably playing. I wasn't even going to do the show tonight. I'm dead ass hungry. And I'm sure everybody's going to be watching the Heat dance. Who's going to be listening to me right now? But they're gonna download. But anyway,
So I hate to traumatize Juan because I love him.
Man, don't even say it, bro. I'll meet you. I swear to God, I will.
Wait. I just. don't. How do you tell someone that like they have a chunky monkey and it looks like two baby fists put together?
What?
Wait. Are we able to post like links and stuff on the website? Because I really, 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 really want, like, if we can, we need to post that link of the fat bitch on the swing.
The one that fell?
Yes. Why does she slide so far?
That was, like, I don't know, like, you ever watched the show Ridiculousness with Rob Dyrdek?
Huh? Ridiculousness?
Like, yeah.
I never remember what nights it comes on. So
he played that clip on the show. And that's where I first seen it. Cause like, as he was pushing her, like, you could clearly hear it's like, okay, stop. I'm too high. And dog kept pushing her. Like, I was not a good friend. Yes. Black people shouldn't be on swings, though, so it turns around. But she won't do it again. Shout out to everybody that was at 618 Dawn on Saturday for the Gemini Tango Part 3. Hopefully that was the last one. Because if I see GTO fall on my timeline next year, I'm definitely not participating.
Oh.
Not at all. But since Mimi is busy playing Candy Crush, I guess since, you know, last week we didn't really play no music, I guess I can get into what the kids I do around here, and that is play music. The next song I'm going to play comes from another member of the regime, but it's not because of this song. It's the homeboy Dolch, and his new track is called Resonate. Kitchen yesterday and do that. So hopefully y'all like it.
Take a long way. Who's house looking like Beyonce? Hit a nigga
niggas so drunk, fuck around and make her my fiance. Wife and hoe, sad nigga, no way. Sick a nigga like me for the trick, gonna bet you getting no pay. Passed out and I'm off the rosé. Now pop that pussy for my birthday. I love them hoes who going both ways. Age 23, you know they both J. I swear this rapping shit ain't really pay. And I can tap the baddest bitch on any day.
Roll it up, I had a long day. Girl, you know I fuck with you the long way. Hit it from the front, hell no, that's the wrong way. I only fuck her when a nigga up the rosé. Rosé, when I'm off the rosé. Rosé, when I'm off the rosé. Rosé, a couple shots to turn her to Beyonce. I only fuck her when a nigga up the rosé.
I'm turned up in this bitch, but y'all laid back like recliners. Shorty shaking that ass, and I'm trying to get behind her. Yo, bitch look good, but my bitch way finer. She like girls and she be dyking, so I call her Brittany Griner. Hating, that's a no-no. Eating pussy, that's a no-go. She keep asking like I'm gonna change my mind. She get the finger mutombo. My dick be jumbo. She jump on my stick, that's pogo. She keep coming back like a yo-yo. I keep coming fast, I hit turn down for what? We in this bitch and we still sipping. No powwow, no Mike Jones. We in this bitch and we still tipping. Illuminati, yo, bitch. Yo, sacrifice, yo, ho. Yo, bitch, all of my dick, cause my name is G-O.
And that was my nigga Boots featuring Young Dev and GL. I'm gonna need niggas not to drink that much. That ugly hoe is talking with white behind, but like you are entirely too dedicated if she looks like younger. So yeah, that's never good for the soul. Now, who has a chunky money? Back to that. Who has a fist full of, a pants full of knuckles?
We're not going to have a discussion. Instead, we're going to talk about hygiene and.
I don't want to.
What?
But I don't want to.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't.
So apparently a few people we were hanging out with this week now were a tad tart.
And I mean, I wasn't aware of it. It was brought to my attention later. I guess that's the beauty of, you know, it being my birthday and partying and shit. I didn't notice anything. I wasn't really worried about it. But We've got to do spot checks, people. I mean, just kind of don't be embarrassed. Sometimes you just got to go and act like you're taking a piss and be like, man, was that me? And go play it off in a stall or something. Just make sure that you are not on the receiving end of slander because you were the one that was tart in the establishment. Fucking up the atmosphere and shit. Nobody wants to be known as the musty guy. I will hope. So that's just not cool.
Yeah, it's definitely not. Like, I was unaware that the people that I was told was, you know, like when you bet, like you drunk, do a knock off your sense of smell? Because I smell nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't either. But again, like I said, I was partying and I was drinking.
Right.
And I wasn't really, I mean, I wasn't paying attention. So apparently I wasn't as close as others were. at the moment, and I'm kind of glad for that. But, yeah, I don't want that to be nobody that I care about.
Right. And if you're with somebody and you notice that they must be, I think you should be a real nigga and inform them.
Yeah, don't out here getting
picture of seven, you're in the building. Yeah, like, inform them. Like, if you got some wet naps in your purse and your home very funk, just be like, you know, fam, you need to, you know, take these baby wipes, hit the bathroom, hit them pits before you get out of hand with the jigging on people. Because that's not cool.
Yeah, go through.
That you jigging. What, Mike?
Said somebody was musty at GTO3.
So we were told. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I didn't tell nobody.
I didn't smell nothing either. That's why I asked. Like, Was it somebody we kick it with, or was it a random?
I don't think we hang out with them, but I think we know them.
That's the wrong button. I'm trying to post that on Twitter.
Oh, shout out to Mike. Fell asleep at Rico's bathroom. So you let him tell it, your kids denying it.
What do you say?
Then shout out to Mike. You were sleeping at El Greco's bathroom, huh?
Man, I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Bro, oh, I heard you didn't even drink that much to be drunk.
That's what I'm saying. All I know, when I got to El Greco's, I was like, oh, shit, I got to throw up. And I have mud butt, and I'm throwing up while I got mud butt. I'm like, oh, damn, this is weak as hell.
Wait, what?
Same thing I said. I'm sitting there shitting, and I'm holding my mouth full of throw up, and I had to jump up to spit the throw up and sit back down because I had to finish shitting. I was like, what the fuck? I could go home.
This is when you were in El Greco, fam?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ, fam.
I don't know how it happened, but I was sitting there at Dev's table with his cousin, and then them two chicks were sitting next to me, and I'm like, hey, excuse me. I'm like, hey, watch out. Then the little dark-skinned one had an attitude because Dev wasn't giving her no play. So then she was like, I know your mama raised you better than that. And I'm like, man, if you don't fucking move, I'm going to throw up on your motherfucking ass. So she got up and moved. All I know, I was in the bathroom for like 10 minutes, like, what the fuck? I was hot as a bitch. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I got a doo-doo. So I go doo-doo. I put the tissue on the seat. I'm sitting there shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm holding my mouth, cheeks full of throw up. I'm like, oh, ain't this about a bitch. I got to hurry up. Man.
Two cheeks full of throw up and then two cheeks full, you know what?
Full of mud.
And it's crazy because all I had was a Long Island and a beer. I was like, what the fuck?
Who was the chick dancing with you, fam?
I have no idea why.
Like, when we got to the stage, that's when everything got real.
Well, what happened?
Apparently, like, some dark-skinned chick just got to twerking. I don't know, fam. I could barely stand. I was drunk. I just know I ended up behind some chick who was taller than me.
Yeah, old girl. It's funny because old girl that was dancing on me, I met her, I think, when we was at Mix, and she was dancing on me at Mix. But I never get her name or her number or none of that. But when we left, I was like, that's when I realized, like, that's so good. That's going to be a mix. but I never get her name or her number. But I was cool going to El Greco's and everything. Even when we left, I remember Bree talking about Tepon Bandit saying something stupid. I'm like, what? Like, are we going to have to smack somebody tonight? Like, really? And I was cool. Then all of a sudden we got to El Greco's. That's when everything changed. I was like, what the fuck?
That is hilarious. Like, of all places to get mud butt in.
Dog, that's what I was saying. Like, what the fuck happened?
That's rough. Like, I don't even have no.
And then, from what I understand, I was in there for like an hour, hour and a half or something, y'all said.
Man.
I didn't even notice you was missing, nigga.
When we got there, you was cool. Like, you was sitting down.
Yeah.
And then, like, because Twan was sitting at the table with me and me. So we ordered. And, like, nigga was like, where the fuck Mike go? He was like, well, Mike went, because we, like, Mike went to the bathroom. Because Shell said he was in the bathroom. Shell came out. I was like, yo, this nigga in here is sweet. He's standing on the stall.
Man.
Then Twan was the only real nigga he got on. Like, man, let me go check on Mike. He was just going to leave you in there until it was time to go.
I think Dev came in there, too, or somebody came in there like, you dead, nigga? I was like, no, I'm good. And then they left. That's when I had mud, but. And then Twan came in like 10 minutes later.
I don't know. Why do these cousins wear so much jewelry? Like, why bro always wearing this fucking ice?
It's one of those chains that's one chain, but it got like 8 different ropes in it.
He had on 2 of them last long. So I'm like, that's wild, bro. You know, it's like ice from.
I don't know, but it was funny because when we was walking, when we got out the car, me and Twan randomly met up with them, and Dev told him, like, you know, 618 ain't going to let you in with all that jewelry. You got to hide it. So he had to tuck it in his shirt. I was like, damn, 618 trip over jewelry?
Oh, shit.
Right, man. We trying to eliminate cool shit.
But what's funny? I've heard nothing but bad about 618, but that's the only club that I've ever been to in Milwaukee that actually looked like a club. Like, if that makes sense.
I mean, it did. It was like, it wasn't as bad, maybe because it wasn't ratchet, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
I think, like, the rain washed the rats away. So by pouring down fucking rain and for the second year in a row, then the fact that, like, they're, like, no females in tennis shoes and, like, they actually had a dress code and shit. So I was actually cool. And that and being, like, upstairs away from whoever was downstairs. So I didn't have as bad an experience at 618 as I have in the past because I haven't before. GTO3, I haven't been to 618 since November of 2009. That was my last time stepping foot in there because I just downright refused before.
It was well lit in 618, I can say that. Like, it still had the club effect. Like, it was lit. Like, you could stand on the VIP balcony. You could clearly see who was in the club. Like, Nick. It's very, very dark in Mix. You can't see nothing. A nigga could sneak you in Mix and you wouldn't even know.
Yeah. That's why I said it's like a club because they had the stage, they had the upstairs VIP. You had the little lounge area for people to sit back in the corner with the couches and like a TV or something over there. And I was like, this is actually a nice little spot. Everybody be down there, but this is actually like a nice little spot.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad. I see why when rappers come here, that's where all the rappers go.
That's what Twan said. Twan, I see why all the rappers come here.
Right, the stage was decent. It was pretty nice in there, man.
I just didn't like the fact of how when I got there and I told them that I was having my party there, and he looked at my shit, and then he's like, oh, okay, well, hold on, and then you proceed to these regular ass bitches in the line and then let them in. Like, what is the purpose of motherfuckers having parties and VIP and shit if we have to go in after the regular motherfuckers that's in the line? And then the people who were on the list had to wait in a line and got in after people in the app. Like, that's not how that shit is supposed to work. So I don't like their security and how they did that. But once I was inside, I was cool.
Right, because, like, after y'all walked in, because Jamal ended up walking up with me, and we still had to wait. Like, the dude was like, really don't make us wait. Then Mitty walked on, like, man, this is love that y'all let him in. I was like, really? And then Mitty was dressed like a runaway slave for the record. I just thought I'd put that out there.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Why is Boo-Boo up here like a little slave? Yes, I'm asking.
Man.
I can never.
All,
shut up.
All the time, boat shoes and shit. Stop the Mitty, bro. That's my mood. I don't understand his dressing, but that man has. Can't be a nigga all your life, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm doing my show. When I'm done doing this, I'm gonna go eat. Why would you? You got some stairs down there? What time is it? Only 11:19.
It's
11:19. We got quite a ways to go. Oh, shout out to Tone not being here. Yeah, nobody needs, nobody cares, but he don't show up no more.
Yeah, like, I don't even pay attention.
There's
that
like,
no more.
What is his purpose for being a DJ if he don't come and DJ?
Tone don't have a purpose for nothing but being a goddamn creep.
Yeah, dude is creepy. Very much so. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a creep sometimes.
Whatever. Ew.
I mean, even the rape club got a, you know, new gear. You're selling burritos now. And the fuse and bomb.
Man, I'm so amped for this vacation I'm taking. And I don't mean that as far as, like, leaving. I mean, just being off of work. Like, I strategically placed my vacation days that I took off. So I'll have 9 straight days off of work, and my mom will know of none. So I don't want to be fucking bothered. So if I have to wake up at 6 o'clock every morning, and go drop my kids off to her like I'm going to work that day, I will do so and come right back home because I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah, but don't you usually have your car?
I mean, it won't be no different than when I was in middle school and when I would get suspended and I'd say shit and I'd get on the bus like I was going to school every day. Then I'd go camp out on the slide across the street from Webster. To your whole ass also told on me with a snitching ass. Go ahead, ass.
You gotta let that go.
Fuck that. Then nobody tell on dude when he was having all them hoes come by the crib. But he go tell on me for getting suspended. Faggot.
Should tell it on him, man.
Somebody
near us, man.
And I don't like it, huh?
Somebody near us,
huh? You said, well, It sounds like something ticking. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Right. Mike got a bomb in his background. Trying to blow us up.
My fan.
Shout out to the Heat game. Everybody who was rooting for the Heat tonight, the Heat won 103-100, but I told everybody at work today that Miami was going to win because the NBA is fixed. 30 games are rigged. David Stern would never admit it to anybody, but we all have common sense, and we know these things. You get more money for advertising if you have an NBA game on. And the NBA stops today, then nobody's going to watch these commercials that they're trying to tell you. So you need a seventh game. So therefore, LeBron James bought.
How do you rig basketball?
The same way they rig any other sport.
No, it's not the same way. I can understand how they would rig boxing because the motherfucking just don't get up, shit like that. But like, how do you rig basketball? Like, you don't know if they really going to make them shots or not.
You don't.
Look at Mr. Perfect. I'm just saying, look at Mr. Perfect. How many times have you tried to do them takes and shit?
Yeah, they had to do them takes a lot. That's why they told them. That's why they stopped telling them they were filming. So when he actually made the shot, it already be on camera. Yeah, but I'm saying though, man. I mean, you can't necessarily rig it, but you can rig it. Like, all right, man, y'all starting to win. You know, tone it down. Just let them blow past you or some shit. I don't know, but it's very simple though. It was a pretty game. You know, referees be point shaving.
Oh, fuck you.
All the time. Man, I swear, my stomach just eating a hole in my back.
That's how I feel. Like, and I don't understand, bro. I'm so sleepy. But I am. Like, not sleepy, hungry. See, I'm so hungry, I'm fucking up.
Right,
but I ate two ass pieces of lasagna at mom's crib, and then I went to sleep. I had the itis. I had two big ass pieces of lasagna, and then I ate some more of my birthday cake, and then I went to sleep. And now I just feel like I ain't ate shit all day long.
I'm super hungry, but I do have good news. In the coming weeks of the Definitely Fresh Show, we'll be introducing a new segment where we will give Nikki about 15 to 20 minutes to let her tell a story. Because her Twitter stories be awesome. somewhat kinky, and it may freak you out if you haven't been following her long enough, but they be borderline awesome. So we're going to work out the details. So next time we on air, Nikki will be in attendance telling us a story, as long as it's not about her butt diving. Because that was nasty. Like, man, where is Ken when you need him? Now I got a question.
Speaking of questions, are there any questions?
No, because Colin is a faggot, and he did email me the question.
I think we need to vote.
Right, like, he always yelling at me, you didn't promote, you didn't do, but yet when I do somewhat of what he asks, he don't do what he's supposed to do. Simple format. Email me the question. And then I ask the question. But if I dig through my emails, I don't think we answered all the questions from last week. So, as I search through my emails, I guess I'll put everybody on mute and play another song. Mike probably going to dip out because he likes to tweet in between the songs. So, yeah, as I find the song, or as I find the email in which lies the question, we shall play. What do I want to listen to, though? I guess we're going to play the album. Hello.
I came from gutter, made it to the top. Feel so good that I just can't stop. No, I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I came from gutter, made it to the top. Feel so good that I just can't stop. No, I just can't stop. I just can't stop.
I came from the gutter, bottom of that well. What these niggas wish you hell, but they never wish you well. The city where every nigga, they hate you like you jail. But these niggas won't feel it till they have you like it's in Braille. They blindsided out, they rabbit magic, and this money coming fast like hell. Catching that turtleneck, but these dollars come slow like snails. So you try to work it out, now you debate with scale. Pick your favors, a butcher, or point eight niggas on the gram. Now you need back that with Graham. Hoping you can stack your ears. Y'all agreement don't mean ears. That's three strikes, you in the pen. Rendezvous gutter again. Make bill from your right man hand. And you but now y'all got on one. Now you back on all ten. Hit the block with the Pakistan. My eyes shoot for Pakistan. Different ratchets, different strands. Trying to get into Phoenix fam. Same mode up with different plans. Why y'all focus on us? We all come from the gutter. So who the fuck are you?
I came from the gutter, made it to the top. So good that I just can't stop. No, I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I came from gutter, made it to the top. Feel so good that I just can't stop. No, I just can't stop. I just can't stop.
Rather I flip them burgers, or I flip them pies. Rather I cook that cake, or I cook them fries. That's what real niggas do. And that's handle my business. You ain't the head of my house. So stay the fuck out my business. See, I run this over here. I'm getting money over here. You can be whatever feeling. My heart ain't pumping, no fear. But niggas try to shut me down, but I'm still right here. Asking questions like I left. Nigga, I've been right here. Little chop up on that block with no pots of piston on that block. With a pair of shoes holding my socks with no hot water in that house. Taking baths at grandma's house. No AC hot as hell in this house. Cooking noodles in a coffee pot. Electricity is all we got. When you cut from that cloth, me and my niggas come from. You don't crack under pressure, that means you built to survive. With no college degree to save you straight from the gutter. But I'm still chasing my dreams, don't you judge me.
I came from the gutter, made it to the top. Feel so good that I just can't stop. No, I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I came from the gutter, made it to the top. That I just can't stop. No, I just can't stop. I just can't stop.
Soon as they gunned down Pac on that Vegas strip, I took the initiative to keep making the greatest shit you ever heard. Still got a lot to learn. These rappers ain't as quick as me. Fuck the popularity contest and politics. It's simple to see. What does a young G gotta do to feed his family? I've been dreaming about Maybachs and Benzes trading my Camry. I could give a fuck if you ain't thinking we hot, boy. I write them haters off, H and R block, boy. Tell me how my raps take. Testimonies are accurate. I'm Phil Jackson, you damn Sony, you half phony and half great. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't faced by that relationship. But I tell you what I tell all of them. They can suck on it, patient dick. Life's like a subway. So believe me, let me tell you. You gotta get the bread first before all the toppings on top of it. And OG with the stunting. Small markets and dunking. A musician from the gutter. So who the fuck?
So a bitch shit on her boyfriend because he cheated on her.
What? What are you talking about?
This boy ain't been on Twitter like that. So apparently a chick found out her boyfriend cheated on her and waited till he was asleep and shitted on his head. And it's not like a like one of them heavy turds. It's like that, you know, that McDonald's ice cream swirl kind of
turd.
Ew. Wrap around.
Yeah, that was nasty. Like, ew. I don't know, Brian, but this is, you know, sometimes you deserve it. Just shit, though. I suppose.
Do you ever take a dump on somebody? Would you ever dump on somebody?
The grave? Of course.
No, a human being. A live person.
No, man, that's gross. That's just... First of all, what would I even wipe with? Like, you just stand there and take a shit on somebody? Right in his wave.
Yeah, man, right in his wave.
Like, I just, what was his reaction when he woke up?
Probably, bitch, you just shit on me.
And in sad news, some dumbass bitch apparently killed her kid because her child's father made her upset. This is one of those moments where I wish we had a setup like The Purge. For those who haven't seen it, I'm not going to tell the movie shit that ain't already been, like, the plot is already known on the commercial, like, where crime is legal for 12 hours, like, that shit where, like, I would just have, them psychos be having them news clippings and shit taped on their wall following news stories and stalking people. That's how I would be. I would just have a binder full of news clips of people that did stupid shit like killing their kids and all that kind of, and I think I would spend my entire time hunting them people down and killing them because they fucking deserve it.
Hey, you can get away with it.
Yeah, it's crime is legal for 12. And I totally agree with this tweet. That's why I can't watch the news. I be wanting to do some real O.C. Norman Bates shit to these people who killing babies and whatnot. That's how I feel. I totally agree.
Shout out to Norman Bates, though.
You know what?
Norman Bates wasn't crazy. He was just misunderstood.
What the fuck is this? It was something that I was supposed to talk about. Damn, 7 days out. It was something I was supposed to talk about today, but I'm so distracted by being hungry that it's fucking me up. It's so late,
man.
And I'm definitely cooked nothing. And I wasn't expecting, like I said, I had two huge slices of lasagna, so there's no way I should be hungry right now. And I ain't had no liquor. You know I ain't had no weed. So, yeah, I don't understand it. What the fuck is all this stuff on my TV? I'm going to kill my kids. Not literally kill them, but, like, just scar them for life. Yeah.
Who said Sasha looked like Whoopi Goldberg? That was fucking hilarious.
Y'all just so.
Hey, don't blame me. Nina just cool.
One that was funny was.
You said want to know what's funny?
Is I can see Tone old mush mouth ass complaining. Talking about, man, you needed to have a topic. You needed to do this and that. Where the fuck was he at?
Man, just like, I just see him now, man. Those niggas didn't have no topic. They were so all off point. They were just everywhere. And the show didn't flow right. But yet, he is not here. Didn't call in.
He
the grill
don't flow right. Shut up.
You said what?
No, I'm talking about something. The show didn't flow right. His grill don't flow right. Shut up. Sick of his shit. He ain't fucking here. I mean, I know that I'm off tonight because I'm really, really tired. And I'm hungry. Like, today was my first day back to work. And, you know, like, when you've been off for a little minute and you go back, you just like,
man, I damn didn't want to be at work. Even though it was only 4 hours, I was just like, dude, this week.
Yeah, and I'm on that thing where, like, it don't seem like I took no days off if I have to go in working extra fucking hard because I have to correct shit that motherfuckers fucked up while I was gone. Because we've had a new lady since what? I think like February, March, somewhere around there. I know she was there before April. I think she came like March 25th. But she don't retain information very fucking well. I mean, she's a nice lady. She really, really, really tries to be a big help. But she just don't. You tell her some shit and it goes in one ear and out the fucking other. She's just not good with remembering shit that you tell her, despite the fact that she'll take notes 36 times a day and then the very next day ask you the same questions over again like she didn't just fucking take the notes on them. Like, lady, you just sat there and wrote everything I said all day long. Why the fuck don't you just go pick up the paper that you wrote on and read it, and it'll tell you the answer to your fucking questions that you ask me every single day of the week. But that's neither here nor there. So she decides to take things in her own hands while I was gone and fucked everything completely up. And I thought that it was cool until damn near the end of the day, so I actually didn't even leave on time because she's, like, I separate all of the paperwork for her to scan only because, like, I do it faster and I don't like to be backlogged. I like to have shit where I'm actually ahead so I can fuck off during the rest of the day because everything is done. Nobody can say nothing about you being on the internet or fucking off or playing Candy Crush if all your work is done. But she said something like, oh, yeah, you know, I got some practice batching work and like while you were gone doing that for a couple of days. So as soon as she said it, like, I instantly went in the computer and checked the shit that she did, and I'm like, she didn't separate nothing. Everything, she just scanned everything together and didn't separate shit. So I had to waste all my fucking time doing that today, trying to correct everything she fucked up. So I can only imagine the shit she gonna fuck up at the beginning of the month, next month. But with 9 days off, I guess I can't really complain. I mean, it's only
Damn, 3 days.
Out of the 9 days I'm off. Yeah. But out of the 9 days I'm off, it's only 3 that she could fuck it up. Because, like, we're closed the 4th of July, obviously. But we're also closed on the 5th because we have a furlough day, so we won't be open. So the only days that we would have had to work would have been Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the 1st through the 3rd. I took off the 1st through the 3rd. I'm not working at all that week. So I'll have the 29th and the 30th, which is the weekend. Then I'll have the 1st, 2nd, 3rd that I took off, plus the 4th and the 5th that I originally had off. Then I'll have off the 6th and 7th for that second weekend. So that's a total of 9 days. So after I leave work on the 28th, I won't go back until the 8th of July. So you got to strategically place your vacation days. So they work with the weekend and shit, so you get extra days off. Well, you can't do that because you work weekends. We're closed on weekends, so I can do that.
Right, right, because I walked in, looked up the people at work, and then went for the request off month. They're like, would you just came back to work? I was like, yeah, I got 44 hours worth of vacation time. I'm definitely going to use them all.
Well,
and I'm going to get paid to not be here. It's like, it's just so boring at work.
And yes, it should be even more. Because don't you only work like 4 hours a day anyway?
Nope, 5.5. It's usually 6 hours.
No, because I'm thinking, I'm like, when shit, if you only working part time and you got 44 hours, that's 11 days. Because for me, like, that's only. For me, having 40 hours is only 5 days because I work 8 hour days. So it's like a whole week and half a day.
Yeah, so.
I got 50.3 hours banked so far. And I'm about to look all up in that, like Lexi was in her butt.
Like how do you dig in your ass a lot? Elevator, so like, you know how many people see you do
this? Hey,
when I told her, yeah, I thought I was like, so you do know that I'm going to talk about this Tuesday. She was like, talk about what? She's like, yeah, so I'm watching the Titan Tron, and I caught you kind of digging in your butt on TV. She's like, nah, quit playing. I was like, yeah, fam, you was all up in there. It was like, nah, you make the face, but you don't want nobody to notice that you're digging in your butt, but you're still digging in your butt.
Digging in their ass.
Yeah, fam.
Yeah, most of that might be.
Sure, it's 11:45. See how fast time flies when you're having fun?
The dude in front of us should have been digging in his ass.
Man. Hey, where's that picture of that chicken? That you lied and said you didn't take.
I didn't.
Hey, why was he clenching so hard, though, fella? I think dude had shit, but he didn't want to leave. Cause he thought he was going to miss something.
That shit was so, so funny. Like, really? Why do I got a picture of a random bum eating a sandwich at McDonald's?
I don't know. Why do you have a picture of a random bum eating a sandwich at McDonald's? What type of shit do you take pictures of, man? Maybe he was trying to get his shit off too. Oh yeah.
So,
I think Nick need to really learn proper picture etiquette. Like, when you take a picture, you're supposed to go from, like, smallest to tallest. Like, Sam did sit in front of Reese, like, he was short. Like, if you're not even paying attention, you don't even know she's back there.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Mike, do you think she look like the lady from The Color Purple?
I think who do like from Color Purple?
I'm reading tweets and they said Sasha look like Whoopi Goldberg from The Color Purple.
I didn't understand who you're saying. Your mouth too close to the floor.
I said I just read a tweet that said Sasha look like the lady from The Color Purple.
Sasha? Oh yeah, she got mad at me yesterday about that ogre shit. She like a lot of people actually.
I'm just getting like saying, look, if this has been put on Twitter, you can't be mad at it, man. It's out there already. 7 billion people in the world who tweeted this saw it.
And what kills me, when I say something, she always tries to jump on me, but niggas be roasting her like bad. 3, 4, 5 Jeez. Tweets be ripped, nothing about her. She don't say shit. But I was like, over that. I said ogres have layers, and she started getting mad. I was like, man, if you don't beat it with that shit. But she dead ass got.
Ever look at Med School Juice? Hey. Hey, these chicks are ugly, man. Ain't no way around it.
What the hell?
Like, it ain't shit you can do about it. It's just
ugly. So, I think I need to start sucking cock again.
You did.
Because
let's try this again.
What the hell she just say?
Right. I heard it. I didn't want to hear it. What? Did you just storm me my entire life? Like, she tried to suffocate me as a child. Like, what is wrong with you?
Excuse
me. You just gonna say I need to start sucking life. Hate me sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Because I just want my, like, everything else with me gaining weight, I am perfectly fine with. I just hate that I gain weight in my face. And I think that's because I don't suck cock no more, so it's not a big, like, my face is not being exercised.
That logic is so fucked up, but it may be true.
Yeah, it's just cause like I don't want to lose weight nowhere else but in my face. Go again. I'm so sick of them and their issues.
Ugly hoes be winning. Just hoes in general be winning up, like, low key. Like, you ever just see people and you just be like, how did this happen? Like, I saw several ugly people today with very pretty babies. Like how does this miracle happen? That is truly an act of God. Gotta be. Oh yeah, and I'm gonna need all my real niggas in the world, fam. Stop yelling catfish. Gotta quit yelling at because you knew she was ugly as you were sending me the DM. She didn't fool
Wait.
What happened to my phone. So, like, I think some people generally get catfished, and some people talk to ugly chicks, but then when their homeboys confront them about talking to ugly chicks, their first line of defense
okay.
is, oh, damn, I got
catfished. I understand
catfished.
What you're saying.
You said what?
I said, I can't understand what you're saying.
No, I'm saying.
I thought it was ugly.
Like, no, I'm saying, like, you can't yell catfish for every situation. Like, yes, some chicks generally catfish you where you thought she was somebody, then when you meet her, then that's not that person. True. Understandable. That is a catfish. But if you knew that she was ugly as you were sending these DMs to her, you can't yell catfish just because your homeboy is a clown in you that you were caught with an ugly chick.
Yes. Yes, yes. And I have definitely noticed that. Like, niggas will know that they, even with the big girls, like, they be ashamed and they can't stand up for themselves and say, hey, I like ugly bitches. I like these big hoes. So they try to throw shade at them to protect their little punk-ass image. And nobody really give a fuck about them anyway because they be lame dudes doing it. So my whole thing, like what I said earlier about the whole catfish thing, like I feel like niggas don't even be feeling like all of these chicks is catfish like they say so, and not even just like with the ugly or the big ones. I think that they do that shit just so that they can have an opportunity. Because, you know, motherfuckers pride kick in. You telling the bitch she catfishing, especially if, you know, she thinks she cold, you telling her she catfish, she going to want to try to prove herself and shit. So they think that once they get that opportunity to meet her, they're going to try to shoot their shot and feel like that's their chance. So that's their way of trying to get close to her and shit, trying to lure her in. That's the bait. So if anything is catfish, like, that's bait. Like, they want her to want to meet them to prove that, see, I told you I was real, so they can get at it.
That's the big switch.
Right.
That ain't bad strategy.
Well, I mean, it's like I tweeted. I said, they yell catfish so that she wants to meet, M-E-E-T, them, so that they can then meet, M-E-A-T, her.
That's not it. It's a bad strategy as it works. It's definitely not a bad strategy. I think you should go for it. I just don't think you should be hollering catfish when you knew she was ugly from the jump. Like, you knew she wasn't pretty, but you kept talking to her because you didn't think nobody was going to find out. You just thought it was low-key cool. Hey, well, I did get catfish.
I mean, as far as, like, with him looking the same, but all his abbies had hats on, so I didn't know he had an old man hairline. So I was catfishing that aspect. Did that count?
No, like, everything sweet to you four square and she getting it at the bar, and she pop up where you at. Hey, how you doing? And he's like, ew, fine, who is that? He was like, yeah, bro, see what happened was, that avatar wasn't like, no, man. She looked the same as the Abby. You knew she was ugly.
And I mean, it's like some people are not even catfish in a bad way. Like, some people just suck at taking pictures. And they just don't look right in pictures. And you see them in person, you're like, damn, they look way better than in pictures that they be taking. So not everybody looks better in pictures. It's a lot of people that actually look worse in pictures.
I found that out on Saturday at 618. I did. I truly did. Like, days of horrible pictures. I will say that forever. But she had a decent in person. She took horrible pictures. Days. Like, her picture-taking ability is shot. Like, yeah.
Every time
well,
I do that,
she always making some weird face, like she got a doo doo in her picture. She hold her face straight in person.
Right, she did be looking like she got a poop.
Yeah, but so not, and that's why like I can't really go off of like pictures. Period. Like even when a person is not, like now, if they're just butt ugly in a picture, I feel like there's no like no pictures is gonna make you like. But when they're like borderline, where you look at them and you're like, you can't really tell if they. You kind of on the fence about it, then that's one of them instances where you kind of need to see him in person because that just might be a horrible pitch. Like, some people are just not photogenic. Because that's like Shantae. To me, Shantae looks better in person than pictures. She takes horrible pictures because she always looks like a startled deer or something. Like, something just.
Startled deer?
But Shantae will tell you, she was like, I'm not photogenic. I don't know how to, I can't take pictures. And I'm, my baby going to be the same way because she don't know how to hold her face. Like, and she always looks like she in pain when she take a picture. So some people just, they are not friendly with the camera. They don't know how to act or they get nervous or something. So.
A deer in the headlights.
That's like me. I hate pictures now because if you look at me in my face on a picture, I look like I weigh 200 pounds. And then you see me in person and I'm not.
You eat like you 200 pounds?
Man, with titties up, man. I did not sign up for this shit. At all. Because bras is expensive, man. So this whole jumping on it, like, I was making do in a high C cup last year. So to jump from that to a triple, that's fucked up. I need a fucking job just to buy bras.
Which should be expensive. That's a one birthday gift I never give a chick. You should buy
one
me
one birthday
bag.
Gift a chick and never want to get you.
Mm-hmm.
I know bitch buying me no bra phone. I'm a man. Oh man. A real man.
You got nothing to do with you having kids.
Uh oh. And it leaked. Shout out to people who be leaking other people's albums because they know ain't nobody from gonna buy none of this nonsense. So yeah, man,
you got the leaking.
Huh?
Like. In the era of, you know, just digital nakedness and shit, motherfuckers are constantly sending nudes, whether it's titty pics, ass pics, showing off the genitalia. And I guess I just don't understand why people are so surprised when they shit gets leaked. And they make this big old deal. Like, I look at it this way. Because I've sent nudes. And I feel like this. If you go send a nude, you just better make sure it's a nude that you fucking proud of in case that shit do get leaked. Make sure you ain't sending no slanderable nudes and shit that be like, oh, man, look at them ashy titties. You see how motherfuckers' cookies be getting slandered and shit. So I just feel like... Mimi send a nude. Mimi just go send some quality news. So that way if motherfuckers my shit do ever get leaked, I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Motherfuckers
in real life. I'm just saying, like, you can never. It's fucking digital media. Like, you can't feel like you send this shit to a motherfucker and it's automatically safe, especially on a cell phone.
email, like, you send it to an email, a motherfucker could log on the computer in the library, at school, any other kind of shit, and, you know, forget to log out, then your email open. Then what do they got? Your news, your contact information. Motherfuckers lose their phone on a regular fucking basis. Most people I know don't even lock their phones. Even when they got news in there, they, like, they really only lock their phones if they fucking with somebody. And even then, they have this thing with the person that they fucking with, like, you touch my phone, I beat your ass, you don't pay my phone. Like, motherfuckers, real life domestic violence over phones and shit. Like, you don't pay my bill, bitch, don't touch my phone. Shit like that. So you got all these news in there that you've been sending, and the phone is not locked. Motherfuckers get drunk, be their phone at the bar, guess what? All your news is there. And most motherfuckers these days, like, they Twitter accounts and shit, that's how people get hacked all the time. They don't have it where you have to sign in a Twitter account all the fucking time. So if I put my phone down, I got all these news in my phone, motherfucker pull up my phone, Tweetcaster, I'm already signed in. All they got to do is keep uploading motherfuckers' news, no matter whose it is. So it's so easy for your shit to get put out there and not even by the person that you sent it to. Like, they can have positively nothing to do with your news getting leaked. So you just have to know, especially with putting your face in that shit and sending shit that you know that you're going to have to defend later on. So if you don't send news, that's fine. If you do send news, just be careful with it. Send some shit that you know that if it comes out, you can stand on that shit and own it and say, yeah, bitch, that's me. So what? Why? Because you were smart enough to not send ugly titties if you got them. You were smart enough to not send that droopy-ass vagina if you got one of those. You were smart enough to not send no flat, ashy booty, knowing that you should have just been like, you know what? I'm going to just relax. How about we just, you know, go play Words with Friends or something? I just feel like you shouldn't venture into some territory that you're not ready for. And then be bitching about it later, like, oh, man, these whole ass niggas be leaking news. Bitch, nobody told you to send your vagina. You decided to take that. Like, I think we need to have a disclaimer on that shit. You know how when you go skating and they make you sign that fucking paper that say, hey, if you fall, you knew the risk. That's what we need about sending news. As soon as you push the send button, a little pop-up should come up, and you got to take your finger and swipe a signature in there saying that you acknowledge the risk of sending this motherfucker your news, so that way you can't bitch about it later.
So the lesson for today, ladies, is if you are going to send nude pics, please take the time to use discretion, quality, and or ocean. There is nothing worse than a set of ashy titties that pops up on Twitter.
Ashy titties. Deformed titties. I just, you have to know when you send certain shit out, I'm dead ass wrong for even attempting to send this picture. I need to put a little bit more time and effort. Like, don't be that thirsty to send a fucking nude that you send some bullshit that you go have to defend and go cry about later if that motherfucker gets exposed. I didn't even put up my whole nude got posted on Twitter. It was just a nipple. Motherfuckers hit the DMs ASAP. I didn't cry. Oh my God, I can't believe my nipple was posted on Twitter. That wasn't the plan for it to happen, but it did, and I didn't cry about it. Why? Because I made sure that it was some shit that I wouldn't be ashamed if, in fact, it ever did get out. Wearing a pair of my Xboxes, and it made me think about on Dave Chappelle when he said Rosie O'Donnell would draw the dick holes in them.
Yeah, and
I want to watch that episode.
I would like to thank everybody for coming out. Thank everybody for listening. I hope Tom burns the hell just because he should. Yeah, so with that being said, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to play one more song so everybody can have a safe night home, and I will see you guys in 2 weeks. Same death time, same death channel. And, yeah. So, just like that. Oh, shit. Wrong button. We gone.
Girl, you ain't the only one that's trying to be my only one. Hold it down, slow it down, just hold it down and roll it up. Girl, you ain't the only one that's trying to be my only one. Hold it down, slow it down, just hold it down and roll it up.
Girl, I'm gonna let you play.
Don't front, bitch. This ain't what you want.
Girl, I'm gon' let you play. We don't got.